Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, Abby, Cassie, you ever dated a mama's boy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. Abby's up.
Have I dated a mama's boy before? Yep. They will go to their mom for literally everything. If they don't know what to wear, call on their mom. They don't know what to eat, let's call my mom. Hey, have you met my mom yet? It's so bizarre the attachment that these boys have to their mother.
Is it initially endearing and then becomes problematic and annoying?
It has never once been endearing to me.
No.
I want you to treat your mom with respect. I do not want you to call her up while we're having dinner.
I can honestly say, I mean, I've had some horrendous guys in my past, but I never dated a mama's boy.
Okay.
I just dated serial cheaters.
Cass?
Yes, I have dated a mama's boy, and I am so glad that relationship did not work out. She was very nice, but she definitely was... She would have been that mother-in-law, if you know what I mean. Like the quintessential one where you're kind of at odds at. She's the matriarch of the family. Everyone knows it. But I remember, like, he was well in his 20s, like, and she'd walk by and she'd be like, pull up your pants. And she'd pull up his pants for him. Like, stuff like that. And it was just, I didn't go to church enough. I went every Sunday, but that wasn't enough for her. Yeah, and so it just was one of those, I knew there was no way I was ever going to live up to her expectations, even though she was a nice woman and their relationship was too close. Dodged a bullet.
Well, Kyle here, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, is married to a mama's boy. And now she's wondering here if she's in the wrong, because she probably knew what she was marrying, but has he gone too far? Hey, Kyle.
Hi.
Hi. All right. You're on The Voice Disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice. So go ahead, air it out if you need to.
I mean, I don't even honestly know where to start. I mean, mine has never liked me, ever. And the whole church thing, that is definitely a big part of it, for sure. I'm Catholic. They're Christian. I don't think it's a huge difference, but apparently it is. I got a tattoo. I have an autoimmune condition she's not a fan of. I mean, the list is pretty long, but I think it's just because... someone took her away from her. So, but she just, it's just nonstop. And it, unfortunately, over the years, it's just gotten worse. And a lot of it is her influence on my husband. He has really never been, I mean, they're both just very wasteful with money. I knew starting off that she was pretty bad with money, but I didn't realize how bad he was until after we got married. So, that just has been a problem, really, for the last 17 years. And it finally came to a head in January, drew the lines in the sand, but he still struggles. I can tell he still struggles with, you know, her hurting her feelings because we're trying to kind of separate ourselves. We had a therapy session. I didn't go because I didn't have time to go to jail that day. So my parents were there. And his parents were there, and it was pretty much like, you gotta back off, but now I'm pretty sure they hate me, but whatever.
Okay, so
I'm okay with it.
Let me circle back for just 1 second, okay? And
yeah.
I'm just gonna play devil's advocate. So you did know what you were getting into here, though, right? Like, you knew what she was beforehand, you knew, no?
I mean, I knew she was weird, but I didn't know how weird.
Well, let's not focus on her because she's not changing.
Yeah.
So let's focus on the hubby.
Yeah.
Like, you knew.
Yeah.
You knew what he was, right?
Not all of it. The money, no. The money, I literally on our wedding night, we left our reception. We were headed to the hotel my parents had gotten for us, and he was like, I got to stop and deposit some of that wedding gift money because I'm behind on my car payment. And I was like, oh, okay. And he deposited all that money. And then when we were on our honeymoon, I'm like, can we use some of that money, like, on some of these excursions? He's like, yeah, no. And so it was a very, that was a very slow progression, finding all his money out for the next, like, couple months after. So I literally had no idea about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the mom, she wasn't really as bad until we had kids. And then it was really bad.
That's so odd because, well, I mean, I guess 50-50, you have a 50-50 shot here, because I know some mother-in-laws, when kids are on the line and you have leverage because you can withhold your kids from the grandparents, it actually improves their behavior. Does it make it worse?
Sometimes it goes the other way also, where like they raise their kids so well that they're going to show you how to do it and you don't know what you're doing because this is your first four kids. Gosh, I don't really know what to tell you here. Sounds like it's on your husband. Like, you can't do a whole bunch here. Mom's not going to change. Mother-in-law's not going to change here. This has got to be a change with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's part of why we're in therapy.
Yeah. Have you tried to sit him down and genuinely explain to him how much this affects you in a relationship and that you
we've had a lot of conversations about all this. So it's like, now this is where I'm kind of like, okay, who's more important in your life? So
yeah,
that's where we're at.
We've had these conversations before, and as much as Mo is a great family dude, you've even said that, like, there's going to be a point where, you know, if you're getting married, mom's going to be number two.
Yeah, I used to think I was a mama's boy until I started to hear the definitions that women have for mama's boy. Mine is very different. I just love my mother dearly, but my mom never intruded upon my relationships in a way where I had to sit her down. But if it came to that, I would have absolutely no problem telling my mom that she needed to fall back. That would be pretty easy for me to do.
Yeah, you have to demand with him, you have to demand to be number one. I mean, this is something he should be volunteering.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that he'll start seeing that a little. I don't know. It's like he goes through spells with it. It's like sometimes she annoys him. She drives him crazy, this, that, and the other. But then, you know, then on the flip side, he'll want the kids to go over there, and the kids hate going over there. And it turns into a fight, you know, my poor mom, blah, blah, blah. And so, I don't know. I just know that it's affecting a lot of different things in our relationship. So,
yeah, it's crazy. Like, after 17 years, you finally hit your limit. Yeah. You had a pretty high limit there, lady.
I am too low maintenance is the problem. I'm just a chill person. I'm very opposite of him. So I just want to be happy and the kids to be happy and everyone to be happy. And now it's kind of like, okay.
Look, you've done this for this for 17 years. So somebody gave me a great quote the other day and said, when a woman is fed up, there's no turning back. And it sounds to me like you're reaching that limit right there. I think if I were you, I would fire that warning shot to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's heard it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you, Kyle.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.